The city of Newburgh held a public hearing Monday night on its draft report on police reform. It's part of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's executive order requiring local police agencies to modernize their strategies and programs based on community input. One of the related laws the city adopted over the summer faced a lot of backlash, and the city manager announced at the start of the hearing that the law was now tabled. Newburgh City Manager Joe Donat made the announcement before calling the names of the 23 people who signed up for the virtual public hearing.
Now, I understand that there's some concerns out there regarding the information that is being requested of the community when they interact with the police. So what we have done is we have pressed the pause button here.
He says the pause began Monday morning, and there will be a new form that could contain the name of the officer and date and time of the incident.
The reason other information was being requested was for us to keep diligent records of the interactions. Nonetheless, I certainly understand the concerns out there. So this is, I guess you could say, tabled for the moment. And we myself, Chief Amthor, and I know the City Council will work collaboratively among ourselves and certainly welcome any suggestions or insight from the community as to how to move forward.
Shannon Wong is chapter director for the New York Civil Liberties Union in the Hudson Valley.
I was here to share concerns about the collecting of personally identifiable data on the field activity sheet. And I am very pleased to hear that you are pausing on the collection of this data.
Wong says she listened to a recent work session of the Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative Plan called Executive Order 203, which included the city's police chief.
And I understood that the chief said that the community wants to know who's stopped, where they're stopped, and why they are stopped. I believe the community is looking for demographic data, not information on specific individuals. And that is reasonable information to want, but the method of achieving that through the field activity sheet is really not okay, and it seems that you've come to that understanding also.
She says the local law does not contain information about collecting data from residents. It does, however, say that officers would have pre-printed business cards with their name and contact number. Shakira Williams spoke at the hearing.
The police are here to protect and serve. How could you protect and serve me if I don't even know who you are? Like, how could you not give me the right to know who you are? I would like to know who I have an encounter with, whether it's good or bad.
Newburgh City Council member Ramona Monteverde.
This got so messed up because of miscommunication, and we're trying to do so much. I don't know how this even happened, but I was happy to hear tonight from the public, and I want to make sure that they are clear that we are not going to collect the data. It never should have happened that way. That, again, was a big mess up.
Also, the NYCLU's Wong is concerned that there is a database holding collected information before the law was paused. City resident Aura Lopez Arete shares this concern.
The database that was mentioned, has it been used? And if it has been used, can that be, destroyed? Or how can we get rid of it? Because it is a concern that City of Newburgh residents and other folks that their information is being collected when that they have not done anything wrong.
City Council Member Karen Mejia says collecting information was not the intent of the Right to Know law.
I would just say it was supposed to be a very simple legislation, right? It was simply supposed to be the handing out of a business card. How it got commingled with the request for data, it's a mystery to me.
Newburgh resident Eleanor Schianello also was glad to hear the data collection portion of the Right to Know Act was tabled, and she has a suggestion that stemmed from the storming of the U.S. Capitol in early January.
I think in light of what happened at the Capitol on January 6th, I personally would love to see a social media review of all of the officers who work in the city of Newburgh. Any government official, government employed person for that matter, to check for involvement in white supremacist terrorist organizations and or the for involvement in what happened at the Capitol.
Other speakers agreed with implementing a social media policy. Bishop Jeffrey Woody, who is one of Newburgh's Police Reform Committee members, says the police department will remain committed to the hiring of minority officers.
In 2021 and beyond, members of the community will be encouraged to participate in the hiring process of all new police officers.
He says the police reform plan calls for giving subpoena power to the Police Community Relations and Review Board, or PCRRB, for which several people at the hearing voiced support, including Newburgh Mayor Torrence Harvey.
We do have to work through with the legal department how to provide and facilitate that subpoena power. I think that's an important recommendation.
Another part of the plan that Bishop Woody mentioned also drew support.
Hope, not handcuffs. The police department will introduce this program within the city of Newburgh in an effort to provide alternatives to arrest when dealing with persons who suffer from substance abuse addiction.
Localities must adopt a police reform and reinvention collaborative plan by April 1st or risk losing state funding. Not all who signed up to speak showed up during the virtual public hearing. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.